The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the day of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. There will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking and buying and selling and planting and building. On that day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained down from the sky and destroyed them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed, and one will be taken and the other left. And there will be two women grinding wheat together. One will be taken and the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. You guys sound like you're still asleep. Good morning. Much, much better. So, how many people here know the story of Lot's wife? I'll get it right. Anybody? Got a few over here. I thought this would be like a really well-known, but I guess not. You want to give me a little idea of what happened?
The flood came.
The flood came, yeah. What happened before? Do you remember what happened to his wife?
The wife got sick.
The wife got sick, kind of, but more. Little more than sick. Do you know? No? Okay. How about, who had their hand up over here? Oh, all of a sudden, all the hands there were up, didn't stay up. All right. That's all right. Oh, your hand's still up? Or are you just stretching? I didn't hear. Stretching or answering? Oh, wait. I'm old. I got to get down there to hear you. I'm getting there. You forgot. Okay. No worries. No. You want me to ask the question again, but making sure it's in the form of a question. Jeopardy players. All right. What happened to Lot's wife? I'm going to let you go because you had your hand up before, but for...
She was taken.
She was what? Taken. Kind of. Little more specific, though. Oh, that's what you were going to say.
She will turn into a pillar of salt.
Excellent. Did everyone hear that? No. Okay. That's all right. I have a microphone. You don't. She was turned into a pillar of salt. Not a salt shaker. Not, you know, salt and pepper. But a pillar of salt. She just kind of, you know, God said, "You're going to go." And she goes, "But wait, I just..." You know, and a little head over the shoulder, and poof, she was a pillar of salt, and that's what happened. When God asks us to do something, sometimes God is very specific in what God wants us to do. He may say, "I want you to do this, and in order to do this, I want you to go up to here, and then I want you to go here and say hi, and then I want you to go back." God can be very specific when he asks us to do things. So we have to listen to what God is asking us. Likewise, when our parents ask us to do something, you have to be specific and you have to be timely when you do it. We have a nice tree in our front yard and it likes to lose its leaves throughout the year. It doesn't wait for the fall season. It just kind of, the leaves fall off whenever the tree has it in its mind for them to fall. Well, I am not a big fan of yard work. I don't know about you, but that's not my forte. And so the leaves kind of pile up, and they pile up and even more. And when they come to, like, mow the yard, they don't mow over the leaves. They kind of leave the leaves, so they get into a nice stack. Eventually, as much as I don't like it, I got to go out and rake the leaves. But that's not a big thing. That's not an important thing. Now, there are those things that my wife asks me to do. And I say I will do it, and I will do it right away. Because that's what I said to my wife, and I don't want to get in trouble with my wife. That would be a very bad thing to happen. Right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So when God asks us to do something, we need to listen. We need to listen intently to make sure we get it right. And then we need to do it. Because that's who we are. We are God's people. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, these people are right and the people back there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure about the people. And I know when I used to first started coming to Holy Family, we'd sit in the very back pews because those were the best. We'd sit back there and we'd read the bulletin, find out what was going to happen. Then Mass would start and we'd stand up. But we don't sit back there anymore because the action is all up here. You get to hear God's word. You get to hear what you're asked, and you get to respond accordingly. And let's see. I know what I was going to ask. So after school ends today, you guys got to be here next week?
Yeah, no.
Wait a minute. Well, who believes they have to be here next week? Raise your hands. Uh-oh. You may be disappointed. How many people here don't think they have to be here next week? Yeah. I think if you show up, there might not, well, there'd be great parking, but you won't be able to get in your classroom. So probably next week's a good week. Just stay home. If your parents ask, Deacon Jay said you could stay home, along with your teachers, because your teachers override. You guys have a great vacation, and we look forward to you coming back a week from Monday. All right?